Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 102. And it's the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
Should you tell people your goals? You know, I can only give you my opinion on these things. It's totally up to you. I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life. I can only give you my honest opinion and hope that it helps. And you don't have to agree with me. Of course you don't. And if you disagree and it works for you, doing the opposite of my opinion, then that's great. I absolutely don't have to be right. And I don't want to begrudge you any success that you have, even if it's a different opinion than mine. But I will give you the opinion that I wish I had gotten. And I'll always give you the opinion that I actually go by myself, live my life by, the one I'll give my children, and the one I wish that I had actually gotten if I had my own success sensei, which I wish I had. But I've had various different success senseis throughout my life, but I have never had just that all rolled into that one person that hopefully I can be to you guys and girls. So should you tell people your goals? I'm on the side of no. A lot of people feel, you know, they need to tell people their goals, or they feel that they need to be held accountable for. And if that's you, that's absolutely fine. I believe that if you are the type of person that needs to be held accountable, I don't know that your resolve is strong enough to achieve your goals. And that sounds pretty harsh, but I am on the side of if you're, you know, more extrinsically motivated, if you're more of an extrovert, I don't know that those goals are really coming from your subconscious. So you mightn't have as high a statistic of achieving them. So in other words, if the goals are really, you know, from your inner being, you've decided this is what you definitely want, and you can be self-motivated and self-disciplined enough to carry out your goals, you won't necessarily have to be telling other people. So again, I could be wrong. You know, I could be wrong. Maybe you'll prove me wrong and you'll absolutely get somebody else to hold you accountable for your goals, and that will work for you. But I think that can only kind of work to a point. You have to be self-driven. It has to come from the inside. Now, another reason why I believe in not telling people your goals is that you fuel resentment and jealousy and competitiveness in others. And I think in this society, all of those negative traits are getting stronger and stronger. I don't think it's a gender thing. It doesn't matter if you're a woman. It doesn't matter if you're a man. Men are extremely competitive. You're going to give the person an opportunity to be very competitive or to very resentful or very jealous. Now, number one, why would you want to do that? And number two, I mean, you don't want to actively make someone feel bad about themselves if they're not doing their goals, or if their goals are smaller than yours. You basically don't want that comparison game. It's of no use to you whatsoever. And it can be hurtful to them. So it's not something that you want to remove yourself from that game totally by not divulging your goals to absolutely everybody you come across. Now, another thing, the third point I'll give you is why would you want to give someone the opportunity to scupper your goals, to prevent you from achieving something? It could be jealousy, it could be competitiveness, it could be resentfulness, it mightn't be any of those things. So for example, you've stumbled across an amazing business idea, or you've come across and you found a property that you wish to purchase. Now, if you go around to your local pub and you start telling everybody about this potential business, or this that you're going to be pursuing and that you think is the best deal going, or this property that you've just viewed and you think is absolutely amazing and you're going to put in a bid, don't be shocked if somebody else beats you to it, because you've basically opened the doors for somebody else to here, pass on the information, because you don't know how quick the information is going to accelerate to others. And next thing, you've just gotten somebody else to, or inbuilt competition, or somebody else has beaten you to it, or ruined your opportunity. So why would you want to give that? I would only divulge a goal once it was at the point of no return, or I'd already achieved it. And even still, I probably wouldn't get into it because I don't need that kind of external credit. That, as I said, if you're extrinsically motivated, but that's just me. I wouldn't be shouting from the rooftops things that I wanted to do for fear of, as I said, the competitiveness, the jealousy, the resentment. And not that I don't like a bit of competition in my life, I actually do, but I don't need any unnecessary hardship, unnecessary competition when I'm not interested in competing and where success is my goal. Why would I? Or you give someone the opportunity to take the rug out from underneath your feet and to pursue an opportunity that you've been saying that you wanted to do. They're both reasons enough for me to keep my goals to myself. Now, that doesn't mean I don't operate a need-to-know basis, because I do. So certain people close to me, my partner, my wife, knows what my goals are. For as much as she might be interested or not interested, I'm going to tell her anyway. So she knows. She's the only one that knows everything that I strive for. Other people, it's a need-to-know basis. So I just tell them if they need to know, or I tell them little bits, or they might know one of them. They might not know everything or the full scale of it. You know, a lot of people aren't really interested either, which is to my advantage. So don't feel compelled to have to. I know a lot of people are saying, you know, you should record them and put it up on YouTube and let everybody know so that you're held accountable. You don't have to do that. And you shouldn't really feel that you have to do it to be held accountable. You know, that's where my doubt would be, that if you feel you have to do it, you know, was your motivation strong enough to pursue that goal in the first place? So really choose goals that you definitely really want, not just some fleeting, I wish I had this. Did you listen to the last podcast? Because I go over that in the last podcast. So have a listen to episode 101, the last one. I hope everyone's January is going well. I hope everybody is starting this new year and a new decade with their goals firmly in place, whether you decide to tell anybody or not. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know if you agree with me. Let me know if you're going to do it in a completely different way or not. And do let me know what your goals are, because I'd love to hear them. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.